91X News.
It's minus two and mostly sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan. Queen's University says it is looking into reports of a costume party attended by some of its undergraduates this weekend. The party has been condemned by student leaders because of racial stereotypes. A statement from Queen's University Principal Daniel Wolf says it appears that the party took place off of the university's campus. Wolf says that if the party had taken place on the campus, it would not have been sanctioned by the university's senior administration. The Alma Mater Society, a student government at the school, says the party was inappropriate and makes many students at the school feel uncomfortable. Photographs circulating on social media show students at the party, most of them Caucasian, dressed as Middle Eastern sheiks, Viet Cong guerrillas, and Buddhist monks. Wolf says the matter is being taken very seriously by the university. The choice of Gian Gomeshi's lawyer as a speaker at four Canadian universities is sparking debate on one Nova Scotia campus. Marie Harin is scheduled to speak at Bishop's University on Friday, and the presentation will be live-streamed to St. Francis Xavier, Acadia, and Mount Allison universities. But Jasmine Comier, a student at St. Francis Xavier, has written an article in the university's weekly newspaper saying that the selection of the speaker serves to silence victims and perpetrate rape culture.
After all the controversy last year surrounding this trial, all of the controversial things she said about women and about victims and survivors in the past, it's such a disservice to students who are victims of sexual violence, who should feel safe coming forward, especially on a university campus.
Many of the people commenting online about Comier's article say Harin's speech will give another viewpoint on an important issue. A former New Democrat MP who is now Ontario's energy minister says he didn't ask for, quote, anything that would be seen as a bribe in exchange for running in a by-election for the provincial Liberals. Glenn Thibault is responding to statements made by the Crown prosecutor, made by the Crown's lawyer prosecuting two Ontario Liberals on Election Act bribery charges. The lawyer says Thibault allegedly sought benefits as conditions to run provincially. Thibault, though, says he never did that.
The comments that the Premier and I had was, you know what, I look forward to running in an election, winning the election, becoming the MPP, and then if the Premier felt I had the skill set to go into Cabinet, then that would be great.
Thibault's lawyer has slammed the Crown's allegations as factually inaccurate and supremely frustrating. Parents of the children who were in Monday's fatal school bus crash in Chintanooga, Tennessee, gathered for a vigil last night. 35 elementary school children had been riding on a bus when it veered off a narrow winding road and crashed on its side into a tree. Five children died, and one of the children who was on the bus survived the accident was at the vigil last night and described what happened in the crash.
Sitting in the middle, all I heard is screams. I got hit in the head, almost passed out.
23 children were taken to area hospitals, where six remain in critical condition. Sources say U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has decided on North Carolina's governor to be his pick for U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Reporter Mark Smith has the details.
Haley was an outspoken critic of Trump through the campaign, but she met with the president-elect last week at Trump Tower and emerged to say the two had had a very nice conversation. A daughter of Indian immigrants, Haley's the second Asian American ever to serve as a U.S. governor and gained national prominence last year, leading the drive for removal of the Confederate flag from the South Carolina state capitol grounds following the Charleston church shootings. Haley's the first woman Trump has named to a cabinet post, her U.N. position also requiring confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Mark Smith, Washington.
And sticking with Donald Trump-related news, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made it clear that she is not happy with the possible demise of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which the American president-elect says he will not endorse. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
When Chancellor Merkel heard this remark from the president-elect,
I am going to issue a notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Alarm bells went off in Germany. She took to the floor of the parliament, venting her displeasure. Merkel's take, alternative pacts that may come out will be a poor substitute. Her call to other nations, when it comes to solving global problems, take a multilateral approach. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Two Canadians were among the 21 honorees receiving the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House in Washington yesterday. Lorraine Michaels was recognized for his work on late-night television, including Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, The Late Night with Seth Meyers, and the acclaimed sitcom 30 Rock.
Lorraine Michaels' creative legacy stretches into late-night television, sitcoms, and the big screen, making us laugh, challenging us to think, and raising the bar for those who follow. As one of his show's signature characters would say, well, isn't that special?
Frank Gehry, a world-renowned architect, also received a medal. There's another overseas controversy with Canadian pop superstar Justin Bieber. Correspondent Jason Nathanson has the details.
Try to touch Justin Bieber and you may get punched in the face. That's what happened in Barcelona Tuesday night. Bieber pulled up to the venue where he was about to perform. The windows rolled down. One fan reached inside the car and got a little handsy. And you can see clearly on the video on TMZ, Bieber punches the guy in the face, bloodying his mouth.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
She was charged for driving
offenses. He got charged for public intoxication.
Order. Order in the court.
Curlette and Blodgett Paralegal has arrived, and they're ready to serve your legal needs. An affordable alternative to lawyers for many legal matters. Driving offenses, small claims, landlord and tenant, and criminal injury compensation are just some of the issues where Curlette and Blodgett can help you. Call 779-8848. Visit 257 Pinnacle Street, Suite 205. Online at curletteandblodgett.com or follow on Facebook and Instagram.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks will host the Lindsay Muskies at 7:30. The Golden Hawks are currently one of the best teams in the league and have some of the top scorers on their team. Both the men's and women's basketball teams of Loyalist College will be in action on Friday when they play the St. Lawrence Vikings. The Vikings women's team is currently undefeated on the season, whereas Loyalist women's team has only won one game so far. In the NHL last night, the Ottawa Senators finally got their offense going. Erik Karlsson had the game winner as Ottawa downed the Canadiens 4-3 in Montreal. The Senators scored more than twice in regulation time for the first time in their last 13 games. Canadian center Alex Galchenyuk says the bounces just didn't go their way.
It's a game of hockey, you know, a couple lucky bounces, and it turned out to be a loss. Stuff like that happens, and like I said, we can talk here all day, but got a game in a couple days, and that's what we should think about now.
Both Montreal and Ottawa's next games are tomorrow night. And in Toronto last night, Austin Matthews fired four shots in over 20 minutes of ice time last night, but failed to score for his 13th consecutive game. The 19-year-old started his NHL career with 6 goals and 10 points in his first 6 games, but has produced only 3 assists in the last 13 that he's played. Toronto teammate Jake Gardner, who scored the lone goal for the Leafs in a 2-1 loss to the Carolina Hurricanes, said Matthews is still proving to be effective.
He's going to go through droughts where he's not scoring, but he contributes other ways. He's obviously a huge threat out there all the time, so people are going to respect him, and that opens up ice for other guys too. So even when he's not scoring, he's still a huge threat for us.
Toronto will play again tonight when they take on the New Jersey Devils. Toronto FC rallied from a 3-0 deficit with 2 late goals to leave down just 3-2 after one game of the MLS Eastern Conference Final against the Montreal Impact. Toronto coach Greg Vanier says past Toronto teams probably couldn't have fought back the way this team did.
That's a tribute to the character of this group, the belief, because there weren't a lot of things going overly well for us during a lot of the game. And we managed to find a few margins where we could tilt it in our favor and get a couple goals. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, goals right now. It's an aggregate, and 2 away goals are big.
TFC will have a chance to rebound from the loss when they take on Montreal on November 30th in Toronto. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now, the forecast for Belleville. Today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness near noon, high of +1. Tonight, cloudy, snow beginning late this evening with around 2 centimeters and a low of -1. And for tomorrow, periods of rain ending in the morning, then cloudy, temperature steady near around +4. At 12:09, it's -2. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. QNET News on 91X, next at 1:00.